We are
Oh,
live.
okay. I see it. There you
We're recording.
Someone's recording. Yeah. I don't know who.
I'm Lisa from Sass and Sips, and we are here with Michelle and Jules from Jam. Jules and Michelle, and Agnes is with us too.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hello, it's Jules.
And Michelle. Thanks for having us.
So this is just a little informal meetup between ladies. Everyone is under quarantine because of the whole coronavirus thing going on. So this is our social life these days. So just to check in, seeing how you guys are doing, how you're holding up, what are you doing to keep sane while you're, you know, just staying at home? Anything good on Netflix? Like, what's going on?
Well, I've actually been working from home, luckily. Very thankful that my job is still allowing us to do that. So from 8 to 5, it's like a normal work day. I'm just at home on my computer all day. So that keeps me busy. Netflix, I mean, I think I've gone through all the shows that I was watching. So I just restarted watching The Vampire Diaries. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it.
No, I haven't.
We should.
Well, we know as ladies who do a Lost podcast, we know, well, I know that Ian Somerhalder is in it, who
yes.
is on Lost. So
that's all you need to know.
Sorry. Yeah.
I haven't seen it actually. On my end, I'm actually studying real estate. So I've just been doing that, and then I'm doing my master's online. So that's been keeping me busy. And I have a puppy, so I have to walk in, like, all the time. And that's basically what I'm doing. Also, I watch stuff on Netflix, but nothing that's been, like, too interesting. I'm trying to think of what I just finished watching. Have you guys
watched Good Girls?
Watched what?
Love Good Girls. I'm trying to get Lisa into Good Girls.
Yes, I love
it.
You
got me onto it.
It's so good.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
You have to, because there's times where I'm like, oh my God, what are you thinking? Shoot him in the head.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so good. I think the third season is out now, but it's on TV. It's not on Netflix yet.
Oh, damn. It sucks.
It's on Hulu, I think, Lisa.
No way.
I think I saw it on Hulu.
Maybe, because usually, like, when they air it on cable, like the next day, it's on Hulu, mm-hmm. and you have to, like, keep waiting every week, but at least we can start watching it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't work. I'm retired and on disability, so this whole quarantine thing is my everyday life.
Rub it in.
Nothing's changed.
Rub it in.
I just now have my friends that are at home, too, so I can harass through the day. That's it. Nothing's changed.
What about you, Lisa?
I actually just finished The Tiger King, and okay. that was one hell of a train wreck of a show.
I have not seen it. I refuse to, like, follow the crowd right now. Maybe I'll do it later when it dies down, but was it good?
Yeah, it was just like, what the fuck?
That's what it looks like.
I listened to the podcast maybe about, I don't know, about 6 months ago. It was called Joe Exotic. Lisa, listen to the podcast. It's called Joe Exotic. And I'm only listening when I'm driving. And I'm literally like, what the fuck? Like, every 10 minutes. Looking at the, I can't tell you the accents I was got into. Because I was so busy like, what the fucking?
What the fucking?
What the fucking?
And
it's so bad, it's good.
And I've been watching Riverdale.
Oh, okay. A while ago, though. That was really good.
I'm not up to date, but I started the first two seasons, I think.
I'm on the third. I don't know how many seasons there are, but I'm on the third, so.
I think they're in the fourth one now. It's nice to watch it this season, because it's just going too slow. I'm like, I'm done.
That's why I stopped, too. Like, it lost my attention.
And then with Luke Perry passing, I'm like, yeah, I really have no reason to watch it anymore. But that's from my childhood, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're significantly older than you guys.
Speak for yourself.
you're older than me, let's remember. I don't
How
care
old are you ladies?
1 month? 1 month, Lisa.
Oh wait, I have on my shirt. Can you see?
Damn, I make 40. You do, you make 40 look good.
What can I
say? How did you guys meet each other?
Third grade.
Third grade.
No way.
Yeah. Yes way.
What? Yeah. Yeah, we've been friends forever. For like 30 years, literally, at this point.
At least 10 years. I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I was the new girl in school, and she was the only person, she was my only friend. And yeah.
Yeah.
Then you moved the following year.
But I came back.
Thank you.
Thank God. We wouldn't be here today.
Yeah, forever. Yeah, so we grew up watching like Beverly Hills 90210.
The originals.
I saw like the remake.
Okay, the remake wasn't so bad. It was.
I've never seen the original.
I think that's available. You could stream that one if you want to like watch. Like
it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. Okay. Yes,
I try to get my kids to watch it, and they're like, "What the hell is this? Like, I'm not doing this."
I'll try it. I have nothing else to do, so there it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys drink for fun? What do you?
Drink.
Can I give you a tour of my fridge right now? Right now, I only have a 12-pack of Coronas in the fridge, and then 2 bottles of wine, red wine, and a red blend. Oh, and I have vodka. I need to get the champagne, though, because I've been craving mimosas. And
I support that message. I saw something on Facebook. It was mimosa margaritas. I was like, yes.
Mimosa margaritas?
Yes. I didn't read how to make it, but just a mimosa margarita.
That sounds amazing.
It's all I need to know. And I'm like, I'm there.
So I have a confession. Last night, as we were binge watching The Tiger King, my husband brought up snacks to bed. And, you know, we were kind of sitting in bed watching and whatever. When I woke up this morning, this was in my bed.
Okay. That's a love affair that I approve of.
I woke up next to a bottle of wine.
It's me like every night. It's a regular.
Yeah. I love Merlot. I also have vodka. I like Ciroc. I saw something on, I think it was Facebook or Instagram, called a Quarantini. And it's like
vitamin C. It's a martini.
With vitamin C.
Vodka possibly, and then orange juice. A little bit of orange juice. And then I don't even know what else was in it. But they like did on the rim, instead of sugar or salt, they put vitamin C powder. So nice. I thought that was cute.
I just like the regular old margarita, and I'll drink by myself at home. So I'm good.
Saving a lot of money going out and spending drinks, though.
I know, for sure. We've been saving a ton, because we usually go out all the time, like basically every single weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're saving.
I remember those days. But I never paid for drinks, so it was like it was a win-win. I don't know what the guys are doing these days, but it was
We get our way into VIP.
Yeah,
okay.
Get bottle service, like,
but it's risky. They're creepy.
I know.
See, that's the problem. Either they don't want to do anything, or they're just creeps.
Yeah.
There used to be a better quality of guys where they're like, "Here, we'll buy you drinks."
We missed out.
We definitely missed out. Everyone now is just very weird. Not good.
Yeah, that's okay. Make your own money. Buy your own drinks. By the clubs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lisa, what are you doing to keep yourself entertained?
Hibernating in my room away from my children.
Like you put bottles of wine in your bed. Okay. Bottles of wine.
And snacks. I have chips over here too, and a box of Airheads.
I've eaten so much ice cream and cookies chilling at home.
Snacks in my, I have three girls. And snacks in my house, they're like savages. It's like I've never fed them. I mean, one day, and it shit looks like a bear came through.
How old are they?
13, 12, and 6. Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You sound far, but yeah.
How's everything going in New York, though? Because I know it's definitely crazier over there.
Yeah, it's strange, you know, like when you look outside, there's no traffic, which, you know, is already like problem one.
Yeah.
And there's a lot less people out, but there's still people. So I was joking with someone and I was saying that New York during quarantine probably looks like many other cities.
on a regular day.
Because there's still people, but it's still, I mean, you know, for somebody who's lived here, it's empty, you know. The last time that I saw it look this strange was on 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, my husband still has to work. So I took him to work last week, and it was like Monday or Tuesday, and I had to drive him into the city. We're driving down Park Avenue, and there are no cars, and it's noon, and it's just, even at 3 a.m., you're going to find cars. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's strange. You've got people who are on both ends of the extreme. Some are, I don't know, I guess kind of taking their precautions and stuff. They've got the gloves, they've got the masks, whatnot. And then others are just going about their lives. So true New York fashion.
I think that's everywhere. I mean, like, same here. There's people who are still out and about.
Mm-hmm. Where are you at?
We're in Florida.
We're West Palm.
Okay.
Yeah, I have family in Florida, but they're closer to Orlando. So they're just like hunkered down at home and, you know, just trying to limit their, I don't know, contact with the outside world. I don't know how else to say it, but it's strange. It's just strange because there's only so much you can do in the house without having that urge to go out. Mm-hmm. And how do you satisfy it? How do you, you know, how do you do your civic duty and stay home when you have to stay home, but then satisfy your need for creativity, for entertainment, for social interaction? And, you know, it's
very hard.
It's strange.
Yeah, it really is.
I spent today because we finally got some sun, and I played in the garden. I cut down last season's dead stems. I mulched. I was like, okay. I played with the squirrels. I talked to the squirrels. You know, there was really Snow White kind of shit going on. I was like, I make myself sick. But I did that. It actually helped because the last few days we had no sun. It got back to cold again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's one thing like not leaving the house when you don't want to, and another thing when you just can't.
Yeah.
Getting out there, I was like, oh, I'm going to take the trash out. Like, it was just the stupid things that I was like, woo.
Yeah, well, just like walking my dog is great because they can't really stop us from doing that. But as of Thursday, they're not allowing Floridians to go out unless it's for like emergency reasons. So it's like pick up medicine or I think to get food, and then that's about it. But it can't be anything at all that's like social whatsoever.
Right.
So they just decided to do that on Thursday, but I've just been able to go outside. I live on the water. I live near the intercoastal. Mm-hmm. So I walk downstairs. It's really pretty. It's obviously always sunny here in Florida. So we're good with
ever
weather.
Since this quarantine started, it's been beautiful. Like just mm-hmm. the blue skies, like barely any clouds. And of course we can't go out and enjoy it. And we live right next to the beach. Like, so
it's
towards and over here. It's been, we've had a couple of nice days, 60s, 70s, even sunny.
It's like 90s.
I wish. And then it's followed by like 40s and raining.
Same here.
Oh, gosh. So I guess it's okay that you're inside because it's not as if you're going to go out anyway. For us, it's hard because it's such a beautiful day out and we can't really do anything besides walk and then go inside.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the same boat with you. With the dog, though, so she has to go out a few times, so that's about the only thing that gets me out of the house these days.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they can stop us from doing that, because that's obviously something that's a necessity.
Right.
We have to walk our dogs, but other than that, we're really not allowed to do anything anymore.
What kind of dog do you have?
He's a mix. I rescued him. He's like Pitbull, Rottweiler, and Bulldog, but I think he's mixed with a few other things. He's so cute, though. He's barking.
He's really nice. Very sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Mine is a mutt also, pit mix, bunch of other things.
I'm surprised she's not there looking at you right now.
I know. I locked her out of the room since I'm sitting on the bed.
I know. I did the same thing.
Usually she's right next to me. She's my shadow.
Yeah, same with him. He's always with me at all times. He always has to have his paw on me or be just somehow sitting on me. Mm-hmm. He's so big, too. He thinks he's little. But he'll sit, like, right on my chest, or he'll sit right on my lap, on my head. I'm like, you're not little anymore.
No. So when all this is over, where are you looking forward to going?
I'm looking forward to going out and dancing, because that's like my favorite thing to do on the weekend, and right when this is over, I just can't wait to go out. That's for me. What about you guys?
Hey guys, we are here with an update to our scheduling. We just wanted to let you guys know that from Memorial Day to Labor Day, we are going to be going back to every other week publishing schedule. Okay, say something witty here.
Witty? Because actually, as you're talking, because you kind of, I don't know if this is witty or not, but you sounded very sex kitten when you said hello. You, I was like, oh.
Agnes is at a loss for words, apparently.
I know, it doesn't happen.
This is like a 30-second promo. And you don't have words. But okay, the point is, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, we're going to release our regularly scheduled Lost episodes every other Monday. MAPS will still be every 2 weeks. And Spotlight will still be the first of the month. And then after Labor Day, we will go back to Lost being put out every week, just so that we can be able to spend a little bit more time with our families and enjoy the summer. So that's it. That was the update.
I just would get out the house. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I'm like, do I buy a plane ticket? Do I just jump in the car and go somewhere? Like, I don't know. I just kind of was, I'm just going to like wing it, fly by the seat of my pants, and just do something. Figure out. Lisa, one day I just might knock on your door.
Okay, I'll give you the code. You don't even need to knock.
You know what the funny thing is? Knowing you, you'll probably meet each other on I-80.
Yeah, we've been looking at the plane tickets and just how cheap they are. And it's like, where are we going and when? Because this is such, it's like a cruel joke, you know? Gas is cheap, plane tickets are cheap.
Only thing that makes it a little bit better is that because of the lack of fares, there's no nonstop flights. And so like a 2-hour flight is now like 7 or 9 hours.
Chicago is nonstop. Didn't you see my message?
Midway. Midway is like a 3-hour drive for me.
Okay, well, whatever.
I know. Okay. But okay. And then that means I have to like park my car there. Okay, enough about that. We'll work about logistics later.
Yeah, I just want to go to the beach. I want to go shopping. I want to go to the gym. Those are my top three.
You know what, Lisa? I want to go to an outdoor cafe and eat. Like, I want to go outside.
Oh, brunch. And... brunch, number one. That's one, sorry.
Yeah, brunch. A liquid, yeah. Liquid brunch.
That's not yeah. Mine.
Yes, and Uber that bitch. I have a very bad mouth, just in case you haven't noticed yet.
That's fine.
Oh, we love it.
It's part of my charm. It's very ladylike.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
You don't know what you
want to
do?
I don't know. I just want to not feel like I have to. You know, it's like, I'm good staying home until someone tells you.
Yeah,
tells you have to, right.
Right.
I don't know. I'm chilling. I feel so peaceful not interacting with people because we do it for so long. I'm just tired of it. Like, oh, I don't have to go in the office and like say hi to everyone and make conversation. Like, just wake up, do my thing at home. And that's it.
Yeah.
It feels good and I have to be.
Yeah. Personal. But obviously, I mean, another week and I'm going to like go insane.
Michelle is the opposite in that. Like, she doesn't really like being as social. She's more introverted, but I'm more extroverted where I love being personable and I love talking to everyone.
Yeah,
so.
And I'm like, get away. Yeah, so
it's been very tough.
I'm a really nice person, though. I'll talk to you. It's just what I want.
Yeah, at a distance, just keep it superficial. I worked in retail for 20 years, And I'm like, oh my God, you're so nice. And I'm thinking, no, I just pay to be nice. Or no, we don't like you. It's my job. So yeah, not being able to, I don't have to be nice. It's freeing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a nice person.
Really, I'm nice.
You seem but, nice, like, you know.
Today. But the fact that you don't have to be, yeah. it makes it more genuine when you are nice, and it's a little freeing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, so my day job, I work with kids. I oversee an after-school program, and we have over 100 kids in my program. And I love them, and I miss them. And I almost would rather be there having to deal with each and every one of their problems than home with my own. And I know that sounds horrible, but it's like the four of us have been in the house together for, this is now week 3 starting. And it's like, I can't wait for them to go back to school.
Yeah.
Even if that means I have to go back to work. I mean, I've been working from home, but I don't mind being home, but like being home with the kids the whole time, that's the real test of my patience, because they fight, and Agnes can attest to this, they fight like nobody's business. Like,
what are their ages?
13, 12, and 6.
So that, yeah, that's definitely tough. And especially with school for the 6-year-old, I feel like, yeah, the other two, like 12 and 13, you can kind of be pretty self-sufficient, but yeah. For the 6-year-olds, like, how is that going? Are you having to help them online with school?
Yeah, every morning I'm teacher, as well as making them breakfast and then doing my own work stuff. And it's crazy. It's nice to be able to, like, stay in your PJs all day and, you know, do day drinking. But then at the same time, it's like, I'm not cut out to be a teacher. I've realized this already. I'm not cut out to be a teacher. And so it's like an hour in and I'm already like, oh my God, I need to walk away from you. I can't. Tag out. Somebody come get this child, because I'm like, I need a break. Mommy needs a timeout. I can't do this.
Yeah, and there's a lot of parents that really cannot, like, haven't even had the education that are able to help their kids do it. You know, like, obviously you're able to do it. It's just, you don't want to, but some people really can't. It's sad because yeah. A lot of kids are home and they're not getting the education they should be getting.
I find the problem with at least Lisa and I, contemporaries, they teach differently now than when we were in school. So all of my friends are having problems with the new math and the core math. They're like, yeah, no, I'm teaching you how to carry the one. We're doing this old school style. So yeah. Our contemporaries are having that same problem. Like, no, we're going to reteach this. We don't about it anymore. So it's like I'm childless. And I'm like, okay, this is awesome. Yeah, I'm just spending the time.
And I work in a program where the kids have all this stuff. You know, that they bring me their homework. They ask me for help. And I work with an education specialist who's actually a third grade teacher. So she helps me when I don't know, so that I know how to teach them. And I'm still like, this stuff is crazy. Let me teach you how to do it my way, because it's so hard. It's so, we don't need counters and core curriculum and whatnot. Like, let me just teach you how to carry the motherfucking one. Like, it's done, you know? Like, you're not going to be trying to balance your checkbook or whatever and just be like, okay, well, let me get my counters and let me make a 10. And no,
how is that easier? I don't understand that. But we digress. Like, it boggles my mind.
I don't know.
Girl, I can't even think about
school. I want you, use that and call it a day.
Exactly.
Because remember we're in school, they're like, you're not going to have calculators when you start working. Meanwhile, back at the farm, on a little device, I should tell all my teachers, like, you're right.
Right.
I just want to email and FaceTime you on my phone now. But
yeah. How about, like, food stuff and, you know, all the people who are trying to be over-prepared. What's your take on that? Did you stock up on toilet paper?
Yeah, I mean, I have everything stocked up, ready to go, but I have a lot of frozen food, but I think I need to do another run to Publix this week just to make sure I'm set. Because since now we have the more, like, lockdown aspect on Thursday, mm-hmm. I feel like I want to just make sure I have everything for the week that's not frozen, that's something more fresh food. So I think I'm going to go tomorrow and then maybe go get another bottle just in case, a bottle of liquor, because I don't know if liquor stores are going to close on Thursday as well, since that's not technically essential.
In New York it is.
I heard that, but I didn't know if that was just media.
No, it's essential in New York. It's essential in Wisconsin when I'm at. So, yeah. Well, the grocery stores have tons. It has like a whole section of liquor. So the grocery stores and liquor stores are the same shit. So
for us, ours are separated. We have different. That's so interesting.
Yeah, in New York it's separate also. But I have a friend who works at a liquor store and she was complaining because she's considered an essential worker and she wants to be home with her daughter.
Right.
Yeah, I know, that's crazy that that's like actually really essential, but listen, it makes sense.
For sanity, you know?
Yeah, for that's sanity. Like, so.
I don't know if you guys ever see the memes where they show like people in Florida when a hurricane is coming and the people in Florida are like going in, they're grabbing water and bread and food and you know, like things that are really important. And they're like, this is hurricane preparation, sandbags, whatnot. And then they show people in New York and they're buying like packs of cigarettes and bottles of liquor.
Okay, but listen, to be honest.
It's true. That's how we prepare for a hurricane.
But you guys don't get like hurricanes like we do.
We do get
not as often, yes. Yeah.
But we do get, I still say we, I'm not living there anymore. But most of the East, most of New York and most of Jersey, it's a lot of apartment buildings. So we don't have to get sandbags. We don't have to get those kind of things. And most of the people don't drive. So we're like, it is what it is. What's going on? Oh. I'm not going anywhere, so
right.
I'm in a high-rise apartment, drink and smoke, and have a good time.
Drink and smoke and have a good time. I like that.
You, like, you gotta, like, because where are we going to go? Because that was my problem. I lived in New York. I didn't drive. I lived in a high, I lived in an apartment. I'm like, okay, I'm good. It is what it is. Nothing I can do about it.
Right.
The grocery shopping here in Wisconsin is actually, okay, so granted, there's no toilet paper. There's a couple of stores that still have some, but I don't see people buying like 6-7 packages. Everyone's buying like 1 or 2 packages. So I'm like, that's so polite. Like everyone's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, please don't talk to me. I can't get sick. 6 feet away.
They have like signs everywhere at the stores, like don't take more than 2, and like the cash people won't let you take more than 2. Mm-hmm.
But the signs here say, oh, there's a limit, but they don't tell you what the limit is. So it's just people being polite. I'm like, wow. That's different.
People over there are just polite for the fuck of it, and it's weird.
Okay, so yeah, I have a thing. These people here are very nice. It's a little, it annoys me. Like, I just want to buy milk. I don't need to know about your neighbor's cousin's uncle. Like, I don't care.
Why did you move to Wisconsin?
Well, because I got sick. I became disabled, and then my mother was sick. So I just packed the family up and we moved here to be closer to other family.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of was.
Is that hard for you guys to do the podcast since you're not together physically?
No, because we use Skype and we do it like this anyway. So it works out pretty damn good.
That's good.
I don't think, Lisa, when I lived on the East Coast, I don't think we saw each other this, we didn't see each other as often as we see each other now. So,
and we only lived like what, 20 minutes away from each other?
Yeah, we're like, hey, what you doing? Nothing, all right, I'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah, for us, because like usually we're together when we record, but audio wise, it's a little off when we do it over the phone or when we do it through the Anchor app. Do you guys use Anchor as well, or do you use another platform?
We use Buzzsprout.
Oh, okay,
So we've tried.
Several.
Yeah. So then we just went back to Skype, and you know, Skype, it's been okay. You know, it has like that mechanical kind of sounds. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but you know, here and there. But I mean, for what it's worth, it's working for us.
That's good.
And it's funny that I used to do Zoom when I had a work and conversations. And I don't know why I didn't think about it when we started the podcast, because I love Zoom. I don't know why. So yeah, Zoom is awesome, Lisa.
We can try Zoom. Thanks for the tip. We can try it now.
This is like my third time using Zoom. I'm so new at it, but everyone uses it. And it, I mean, it seems pretty easy, pretty cool. So
Yeah. It, so
yeah, you guys had told me about it, and I had just downloaded it, but I had never used it. And then I even used it this morning for a work meeting, and I was like, oh, look at this.
There you go.
Everybody's yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
To hear the rest of the conversation, head on over to Jules and Michelle's podcast. The link is in the bio.